Homeward Bound, August 18. Press together now. There should be no schism in the body, but the members should have the same care for one another. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25. Union is strength. Division is weakness. When those who believe present truth are united, they exert a telling influence. Satan well understands this. Never was he more determined than now to make of none effect the truth of God by causing bitterness and dissension among the Lord's people. The world is against us. The popular churches are against us. The laws of the land will soon be against us. If there was ever a time when the people of God should press together, it is now. God has committed to us the special truths for this time to make known to the world. The last message of mercy is now going forth. We are dealing with men and women who are judgment-bound. How careful should we be in every word and act to follow closely the pattern that our example may lead people to Christ. With what care should we seek so to present the truth that others, by beholding its beauty and simplicity, may be led to receive it? If our characters testify of its sanctifying power, we shall be a continual light to others, living epistles known and read of all men. We cannot afford now to give place to Satan by cherishing disunion, discord, and strife. That union and love might exist among his disciples was the burden of our Savior's last prayer for them prior to his crucifixion. With the agony of the cross before him, his solicitude was not for himself, but for those whom he should leave to carry forward his work in the earth. The severest trials awaited them, but Jesus saw that their greatest danger would be from a spirit of bitterness and division. All who have been benefited by the labors of God's servants should, according to their ability, unite with them in working for the salvation of souls. This is the work of all true believers, ministers, and people. They should keep the grand object ever in view, all seeking to fill their proper position in the church, and all working together in order, harmony, and love. They will not neglect to labor for the strength and unity of the church. They will watch carefully, lest opportunity be given for diversity and division to creep in. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, pages 236 and 238.